I'm going to skip a little bit to my ordination retreat. So I was ordained last year on a 3-month retreat in the Spanish mountains. And I had a strong connection to Amitabha going into that retreat, as I've been telling you. I really felt, leading up to my ordination, I felt Amitabha's presence. And I felt his presence mostly behind me. So I can feel like there is this, if I sit quietly, I can feel sometimes a kind of aliveness in the space behind me. And sometimes it feels a bit like this massive red cloak that's just starting to slightly move forward. And on a recent retreat, I felt it more like there were these parts of the space behind me that started to come out. You know that fabric that's raised? It's fuzzy. And like there's some parts that are just raised up a little bit, coming up in deep red and towards me. And this picture, even though it's of quite a small rupa, Amitabha's in shadow. He's quite dark, but there's this enveloping quality. I feel like I could just rest back into that redness, into that red space cloak holding. This was very strong coming up to my ordination. And when I received my sadhana, so I mentioned that word earlier, so this is a practice that you're given by whoever ordains you. And it was in this sadhana that I was introduced to this other symbol which I hadn't encountered before with Amitabha. And of course I'd seen it in pictures, but it had never really come out for me in the way that it did when I received my sadhana, which is the deep blue sea. All sadhanas start in the blue sky. At some point this Buddha manifests, this Buddhist. But with the Amitabha sadhana first, you visualize this blue sea. And suddenly I was in contact not only with the heights, with all of this beauty and this moving towards and moving up, but also with the depths. With all of the darkness, all of those subconscious, subterranean aspects of myself are right there. So the strongest image that I have when I bring Amitabha to mind now, because my relationship has changed quite a lot since my ordination, is of a blue sky and a blue sea. So there isn't a Buddha image. There's no red. There's no fire. There's no cloak. I just see this space. I feel like I'm resting in this space. And this was given to me again after my ordination by a friend of mine who isn't Buddhist, who doesn't know anything about Amitabha or my sadhana, but she gave me this card. When I was on my ordination retreat, I made this really, really simple A4 bit of paper with this light blue at the top and this deep blue at the bottom, and I etched these words in there: bright blue sky, deep blue sea. So since I've been back from my retreat, that quality, that bright blue sky, that spaciousness, that deep blue sea, the depths holding everything, has been there. And I've also, just in the last few months, gone on a few metta retreats. Amitabha is associated with love. If I could associate him with a meditation, I would choose the metta bhavana, the cultivation of loving kindness. He's also associated with deep concentration. He sits in what's called the dhyana mudra. So his hands are gently resting on each other, his thumbs barely touching. He's associated with quite deep meditation, which I don't necessarily associate with myself. Through these metta retreats, I've been led through the metta bhavana in a particular way, where you're invited to connect with a sense of warmth, a glow, somewhere within your heart, your belly, inside. And instead of trying to make that glow any bigger or make it go outwards, imagining that there's these curtains or barriers around you, and if you just move that curtain to the side, then that light, that glow, moves out beyond you. Doing this practice, I had a real sense, which I haven't had in a long time, of that reconnection with the light and the glow of Amitabha, which, as Bodhi Vajra said when he introduced me, is associated with my name, Surya, Surya Darshini. Surya means sun, and Amitabha means infinite light. So this quality of glowing out, moving out beyond myself in all directions until I come to the point where actually there isn't even really a me anymore. This light isn't coming from me out into anything. There's light, and I can rest back in that, and I can be enveloped by that.